The first open seat for Dane County executive in 14 years drew a half dozen candidates. There were no clear favorites in the officially nonpartisan race, which one of the top finishers described as a clean campaign. Madison Democrat Joe Parisi got 26% of the vote. He has both county and state legislative experience. Going into the general election, he wants to focus on economic development, the environment, and human services. Furthermore, he makes clear he does not agree with the governor's proposed changes to collective bargaining for public employees.
In Dane County, we treat our workers with respect, and we're going to work with them to face our challenges, as opposed to the manner in which Governor Walker is coming down on the working people of Wisconsin. We're going to show them that you can get the job done and respect your workers at the same time.
Although Dane County is 70% Democrat, conservative candidate Eileen Bruskowitz got 22% of the vote. She says Dane County taxes are too high, there's too much debt, and too much is being spent on non-essentials, like certain land purchases for preservation.
I think it's important that we use whatever funds that we set aside for purchasing land, for buying trails, for connecting the lands that the county owns. But we don't need to buy any more farms, and we don't need to buy any other lands that are already protected by state statutes.
Bruskowitz and Parisi face off in the general election April 5th. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.